Amen. Let's stay standing. We're going to read the word together. I just want to welcome everyone that's visiting with us. We pray that you're encouraged, you're built up, and you're strengthened, and you would leave full of hope, full of joy, amen, and full of the blessings of the Lord in your life. Amen? Praise God. And we're going to read from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26. And we've been in this series called Come Alive series. And today we're going to talk about come alive and fellowship. What are we going to talk about? Come alive and fellowship. And the word we want to look at for fellowship is koinonia. It's a Greek word, and it means to have fellowship or to have communion with God or with fellow Christians. Amen? Having fellowship, having association, having a community, having communication, having joint participation. That's the word koinonia. So just in case it trip you up, just go back and watch the video. Amen? Koinonia. We'll get a little more into it, but let's look here. In Genesis 1:26 says, then God said, what happened? Who said? God said, let us make man in our image. Watch us and watch our. Amen? Let us make man in our image according to who? Our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Touch somebody and say, now, this is common L, right? Common L. You are lords. Tell them that. You are lords. You know what makes Jesus Lord with a capital L? It's because he is above all. Hello? He's above all. And what the word says here, for you to be, look, let's go again. Let them have dominion over, that's lordship. Hello? Little L, okay? Don't get too excited. Nobody's worshiping you. Calm down. For all of you that are super spiritual and saying this is heresy, check your ego, put it in your pocket or trample upon it or something. That's your business. Okay? Now you are over the fish, so you can eat fish, right? You're over the bird, you can eat bird. Okay? You are over the cattle. Go eat some steak and eat some bison and eat some buffalo. Hello? All you guys who like to shoot the deer and eat the deer. Yes, because you eat the deer. Don't shoot the chicken, though. Over the earth and over every creeping thing that is on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the likeness of who? God. He created him, male and female. He created him. And look at the next part. It says, then God what? What did God do? What did God do? He blessed them. He blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and what? And what? Means bring it under your control. Keep it under your control. The world is not supposed to subdue you. You are supposed to subdue the world. The enemy is not supposed to rule you. You're supposed to rule him. You're supposed to keep him under your foot in subjection. Because who give you the authority? Your father said, hey. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Father, we thank you for this word. We pray, Holy Spirit, you'll just move in our hearts, minds. I pray your transforming power, your renewing power. I pray, Holy Ghost, that you're going to just work in us and change us and conform us to the image of Christ. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, as we look at this here, we're talking about fellowship. What are we talking about? Fellowship. Now, you came to church today to have fellowship. You came to church to have fellowship with God, and you came to have fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Amen? You didn't come here to just stare at the preacher, stare at the worship team. You didn't come here to just listen to the music. No, you came here to have fellowship. You came to have fellowship. Fellowship is like two fellows in a ship. They're doing the thing together. The ship is sailing downstream. They're both going downstream. The ship is sailing upstream. They're both going upstream. So what are you having? Fellowship. So tell somebody, I love fellowship. Yes, we all should love fellowship because fellowship is godly. Here in verse 26, we see there's a conversation happening at the beginning. And God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit is having a conversation. And they're saying, let us make man. Now, in fellowship, there is conversation. You can't tell me you're having fellowship with me, you don't want to talk to me. You can't say, you are my beloved and you don't want to talk to me. You can't say, you are my sister in Christ, but hello, stay away. No, there must be conversation. In fellowship, we see here, God is showing us the picture that they were talking about man. They were talking about us before we even showed up. And it said, we are going to make man in our image, in our likeness. What does it mean, the likeness? We are the only beings that carry a spirit. We are spirit beings. The dog doesn't have a spirit. The cat doesn't. I love you, Bruce, and I love you, Rover, and I love you, whatever chihuahua you got named. Love you, Poos, in the boots. But you don't got no spirit. You're going to die, and that's your end. But we were made, God put his spirit within us, and he made us in his image. We carry the essence of God. So at the beginning, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is having fellowship. They're having what? Fellowship. And their fellowship is in unity. They are in unity. They are in oneness of mind. Yeah, God didn't say to Jesus, I'm going to make man, and Jesus go like, what kind of idea is that? Come on. The Holy Ghost didn't go like, why do we have to put our spirits in them? Am I not just good enough? I'm the Spirit of God. Yes. No, they said, we're going to make man in our image, our likeness. Watch the word. There is no I in fellowship. There is no I in fellowship. The moment we start going, I, me, we're up for division. When the devil, what did the devil say? I will ascend. Amen. I will ascend before God. And I'll be greater. I'll be like him. But I want to tell you, fellowship requires all of us. Amen? It requires more than one. And we ought to have a mind of unity. We must be unified. The word koinonia continues. There's more meaning. It says it speaks of intimacy. It speaks of being intimate with one another. Not sexually, but having intimacy in spirit. Intimacy in mind. Oneness, one agenda. Here, God, they were having this conversation. They said, let us make man. It was an intimate decision. It was deep. It affected them at a deep place. I want to challenge the church today. Let our fellowship with one another not be shallow. Let it not be shallow. Let it not be based on the person's action today. Let your love and your concern for the person not depend on how they behave today, but because of who they are and whose they are. And I love you with the love of God, which is the greatest love, which is the strongest love, which is the most powerful love there is. So, fellowship must produce a few things. Fellowship must produce decision. Here we see the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they made a decision. We will make man. We are going to create man. Now, they didn't just make a decision. After the decision now, they got into action. Action must follow fellowship. What happened? Did they make man? Yes, the next verse says, and they created man in their image and their likeness and blessed us and give us all dominion, and everything that they promised came to pass. But I want to tell somebody, whatever God is up to, the enemy always has a counterfeit. The devil always has a counterfeit. The enemy is not after your money. He's not after your looks. He's not after your closet. He's not after your husband. No, he's after your fellowship with God. The enemy does not want you to now have what you were created for. The Bible, David says, the whole duty of man is to what? Fear God. To stand in awe of God. To stand in the presence of God and gaze on his beauty. Gaze on his face without even saying anything. You're just in the presence of God. You're like, to stand in awe of God. The whole duty of man. But what the enemy is up to, he is up to getting the worship that belongs to God. He wants us to build altars unto him. Altars of selfishness. Altars of greed. So what he did? Got into the garden. To do what? Break the fellowship between God and man. And what he did? He said he had a conversation with Eve. And he said, Eve, it will be okay. Don't worry what God says. Don't worry what God is saying. You eat the thing, you're going to turn wise. You're going to get all knowledge. You're going to know good from evil. Your eyes are going to open. You think you see anything yet, Eve? You wait till you eat the fruit. Wait till you eat the fruit. So the enemy is after our fellowship with God. Fellowship produces action. The devil knows that when we are fellowshipping with God, we are against his will. You're against his agenda. You are against whatever he wants to bring to pass in the earth. And when you're in constant fellowship with God, your mind is renewed according to the word of God. But why? The devil hates that. So what he did, he went, he made Eve sin, so that what happened now? Fellowship is broken. Fellowship was broken. So now God, the Bible says, God would come down in the cool of the day and have fellowship with them. So God came down now, and God said, Adam, where art thou? And you know what God heard? Crickets. God heard crickets. God is like, Adam, where are thou? And maybe a lion went. But think of that. The enemy came in and broke fellowship. Think of a husband and a wife. When they're getting ready to separate, you know what the enemy is after? Fellowship. He's after your intimacy. Not sexually. But your intimacy, your love, your affection, your communication is broken. The enemy wiggles his way in. You see, the devil's ways have not changed. His wiles are the same. His wiles are the same. And he comes to the man and he says, you don't need to have one wife. You could have another woman on the side. Why get one sweetness when you can get two? And three? And four? But you know what happens is Jesus looked to the church in Revelation and he said to them, I have one thing against you, and what you have left is your first love. The devil is after your fellowship in all areas of your life. And then he breaks the main one, which is the first one. All the other fellowships were counterfeit. All the other women, one, two, and three, counterfeit. This was the main one over here. And this was the one that was destined for you. This was the one that will bring you into your destiny. This was the one that will bring you into the blessings of God. Because the Bible says, he that finds a wife, finds a good thing, and obtains the favor of God. But the enemy comes in and gives you a counterfeit. That he can then distract you from what God has planned and ordained for you. Amen. Counterfeit. Watch out for the counterfeit. So there was fellowship with God, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Look at John 17, 21. It says, that they may all be one, even as you who, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in who? Us. Where is Jesus? In the Father. Where is the Father? In Jesus. And where are we? We are in the Father. We're in the Son. We're in the, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. Come on. We are in God. So that the world may believe that you have sent me. Even when Christ came to the earth, his fellowship did not break. His fellowship was not severed. He remained connected to God. I want to tell you today, church, you ought to have fellowship with God every moment of the day. Your fellowship is not only on Sunday when you come to church. Your fellowship is not only when you go on the prayer line. Your fellowship is not only on 6 a.m. in the morning when you get up and read your Bible. No, your fellowship with God is an eternal thing. Because to be absent from this body is to be what? Present with the Lord. We did not come into a temporary salvation. No, we came into an eternal hope. We came into an eternal hope. So we see here fellowship is happening between God. Fellowship is happening between Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're talking. Now let's look at people having fellowship with God. Genesis 6:9. It says, then Enoch walked with God 300 years. How many years? 300. How many years? 300 years after he became the father of... Can I get some more volume on this mic? Just up here. 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were how much? 300 years and 65. My God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I wonder if we don't want to have fellowship because we don't want God to take us. No, the Bible says he walked with God. This speaks of intimacy with God. He remained in God. The Bible says, be rooted, grounded, settled, built up in him, in Jesus. We have to put our roots in God. Our fellowship with God is not temporary. Our fellowship with God is consistent. It is consistent. It is consistent. We must remain in Christ. Amen? Remain. He walked with God, and he had such a good relationship. And God said, hey, boy, come on up with me. I want to see you. I want you to see me. I know you've been fellowshipping with me, and you weren't able to see me. But I'm going to bring you up here, and you're going to see me as I am. And you're going to see who it is you've been in love with all this time. Leviticus 26, 12 says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. We're not in a relationship with a God that is distant from us. We are not in a relationship from some unknown person. We are in a relationship with a God that paid the price for our sins. We're in a relationship with a God that loved us so much that he presented himself and paid all of our debts and paid all of our suffering and paid for all our shames. We are in love with a God that loved us when we didn't even love him. We're not in love with an idol. We're not in love with an idea. No, we're in love with the person of Christ. It is personal between you and God. Amen? He said, I'm going to walk among you. I'm going to live. And mighty God, he said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon who? All flesh. These guys were walking. God wanted to walk among them. God wanted to be evident, but the price was not paid like what we're enjoying. You know how the prophets of old, they're probably looking down from heaven, they go like, God, you are so unfair. We had to struggle through life. We had to always wait for the high priest to go pay for our sins. We walked around feeling unclean, knowing that we were failures. My God, David probably had to live with the guilt of sleeping with Bathsheba because what? His conscience never got clean because the blood was not sprinkled, that blood of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, what a privilege we have to now have God living on the inside of us. Oh, to as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. So now we have intimacy. Intimacy. Oneness. Oneness. You are not serving God from a distance. We enter the Holy of Holies. Under the law, they could not have went into the Holy of Holies. They had to have worshiped God from afar. With shamefacedness, with a veil, with separation. You know when you get married, a girl have the veil? What that means is that she's pure, she's under there, right? The veil represents purity. These days, you know, not too much pure stuff going on. You know, already kiss up the thing and everything before, and then you go lift the veil. Like, you know, don't wear no veil, don't lie to nobody, okay? We're pure in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. We came through the blood that washes us whiter than snow. That's truth. That's no joke. That's truth. Right? I don't even remember what I was saying. But they worshiped God from afar. They could not have entered in. The high priest would go, and he would make the sacrifice. And based on if he did good, he would have been able to make the sacrifice. If he went into the Holy of Holies with sin in his life, guess what he did? Drop dead. And they had a card on his foot. and they would have to drag him out because the people could not have gone in. So they were worshiping God from afar. But today we have koinonia. We have intimacy with God. We are in Christ and the Spirit of God is in us. And if any man be in Christ, what kind of creature? He is a new creature. And I want to tell you the newness is every single day. The Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. So we ought to have fellowship with God because God longs for fellowship with us. Amen. John 14, 23 says, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word and my Father will what? Love him and he will come to him and make abode with him. Who are you loved by? You're loved by the Father. I want to talk to all of you who do not have fathers. You've got a Father in heaven. You are not alone. You're not an orphan. It doesn't matter if you're 75 and you feel like you don't have no daddy. Maybe you never knew your daddy. You lived all your life and you never met your dad. You might be a teenager and your dad walked out on you. I want to tell you today, you have a heavenly Father who loves you, who loves you, who longs for fellowship with you. You might be looking around and you say, my daddy doesn't care. My physical father does not care about me. I want to tell you, your heavenly Father wants to walk among you. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to embrace you. Listen to me. I got a daddy, but no, there is no love like my heavenly daddy. There is no care like my heavenly care. I could come and say, Abba, Father, my daddy, your baby is calling. Oh, I am calling. I am calling. I need you. And the Spirit of God bears witness in me that he is my Father. And I can cry, Abba. Abba wants to have fellowship with you today. Abba wants to have communion with you. Abba wants to make an exchange. He wants to take your troubles. Jesus said, cast in every care upon him, for he cares for you. He knows what hurts. He knows the brokenness. He knows the pain. He knows the shame. I want to tell somebody, today is a good day to unload. Have some intimacy with your Father. Say, Daddy, I've messed up. Daddy, I made some bad decisions. Daddy, I took the wrong fork in the road. I went my own way. You were trying to bring me right. I went left. And he's saying, no, my son. You remember the prodigal son? He went out and he messed up. He did things his way. And he messed it up the slate. And he wasted everything that was his. But when he remembered that he had fellowship when he was at home, he remembered the provision of the Father. He remembered the intimacy he had with Daddy. He came to himself and he says, I got tricked. I left my first love and I fell for the tricks of the devil. I fell for the counterfeit love. I fell for the fake love. Listen, I don't know who it is I'm talking to this morning. God is saying it's time to come back to the first fellowship. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. When you first fell in love with him and you first tasted and now you drank all kinds of things and you put all kinds of things in your mouth and you missed that first taste. He's saying just like the prodigal son, that daddy, when the prodigal decided to go back home, daddy was outside looking for him because fellowship was open. Fellowship was open. But it's up to you to return back to the Father. There is love with the Father. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God says, I will dwell in them, walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be who? My people. You are the people of God this morning. You've been bought with the price. You've been paid. There was an exchange. The ransom was paid. The outstanding debt for all of your sins was paid on Calvary. Walk in and a fellowship. Don't come in with shamefacedness. No, come in with boldness and have fellowship with your God. Let us all stand this morning. Hallelujah. 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 When you have fellowship with God, it produces a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of hope. As you spend time in the presence of God and you get intimate with God, you can have fellowship with God in prayer. You can fellowship when you worship. You have fellowship when you're walking down the block, because your fellowship is eternal. Your fellowship with God will stand any test of time. No matter what life throws your way, your fellowship with God will carry you through. Your intimacy with God, your communication with God, time spent with Him. Holy Ghost, I pray your minister in this room. Holy Spirit, minister to your people today. I pray you breathe on them. I pray they'll find intimacy with you. They'll find closeness. They'll find depth. They'll come off the surface and they'll go deep with you. They'll be surrendered to you, because God, they are your daughters. They are your sons. Witness truth to them. I pray this will be a week of intimacy, where we'll get up, oh God, every morning, and even before we go to bed, we'll surrender our nights to you. In the morning, we'll surrender our days, and we'll talk to you all through the day. We'll not live afar, but we'll live close to you, oh God. And we'll sing, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. Draw me nearer to Jesus. So Holy Ghost, just have your way. Touch your people. Touch those watching online and those that will watch in the weeks to come. I pray, Holy Ghost, this word would be like fire in their bones, that we will not sidestep our fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.